This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden said on Friday the U.S. economic crisis was deepening and that the government needs to take major action now to help struggling Americans. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The virus is surging. We're 400,000 dead, expected to reach well over 600,000. Families are going hungry. People are at risk of being evicted. Job losses are mounting again. We need to act.
The two executive orders Biden signed would increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and clear a path for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 hourly minimum wage. He also pressed Congress to quickly consider the $1.9 trillion relief package he's proposing.
If we act now, our economy will be stronger in both the short and long run. That's what economists left, right, and center are telling us.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump on the charge of incitement of insurrection for the Capitol riot will begin on the week of February 8th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the schedule Friday evening after reaching an agreement with Republicans who had pushed to delay the trial to give Trump a chance to organize his legal team and prepare a defense. Trump will be the first former president to face an impeachment trial after leaving office. Under the timeline, the House will transmit the impeachment article against Trump late Monday, with initial proceedings Tuesday. Opening arguments will be pushed to February, which allows the Senate time to confirm President Joe Biden's cabinet nominations and consider the COVID relief bill. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. In the wake of this month's deadly attack at the U.S. Capitol, the Biden administration plans to take steps to counter domestic terrorism. AP's Jennifer King reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there's no denying the problem.
The rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat.
Psaki says the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, along with Homeland Security and the FBI, will work with the National Security Council on a comprehensive threat assessment.
Addressing evolving threats, radicalization, the role of social media, opportunities to improve information sharing, operational responses.
The involvement of the Director of National Intelligence, an office created after the September 11th attack, suggests American authorities are looking to pivot to a more concerted focus on violence from radical extremists at home. Jennifer King, Washington.
Lloyd J. Austin, a West Point graduate who rose to the Army's elite ranks and marched through racial barriers in a 41-year career, won Senate confirmation on Friday to become the nation's first black Secretary of Defense. The 93-2 vote gave President Joe Biden his second cabinet member. Biden is expected to win approval for others on his national security team in coming days, including Anthony Blinken as Secretary of State. The new president is looking for Austin to restore stability at the top of the Pentagon, which went through two Senate-confirmed secretaries of defense and four who held the post on an interim basis during the Trump administration. IOC President Thomas Bach and local organizers are pushing back against reports that the postponed Tokyo Olympics will be canceled. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Now set to open July 23, the Tokyo Games were put off 10 months ago and now appears under threat again. The Times of London, citing unidentified government sources, has printed the Games will have to be cancelled. In a statement, the local organising committee, not addressing directly the Times story, says the Olympics are going forward and has the support of Japan's Prime Minister. While on Thursday, Bach said, "We have at this moment no reason whatsoever to believe the Games in Tokyo will not open on the 23rd of July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hank Aaron, who endured racist threats with stoic dignity during his pursuit of Babe Ruth's home run record and then gracefully left his mark as one of baseball's greatest all-around players, died Friday. He was 86. The Atlanta Braves, Aaron's longtime team, said he died peacefully in his sleep. No cause was given. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 down, but the NASDAQ slightly higher. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.